Even if COVID-19 doesn't kill you, it can leave your life changed dramatically for the worse. One of the nation's leading experts shared his concerns about the lack of research on this aspect of COVID-19 with KCBS's Rebecca Corral.
Treatment, prevention, and a vaccine for coronavirus are the focus of the medical community right now. But for every person who's been killed by COVID-19, there are countless others who sometimes wish they were dead.
This is not getting nearly enough attention, Rebecca, as it should.
Dr. Eric Topol, Executive Vice President of Scripps Research at UC San Diego, says there's really no exaggerating the level of suffering among those with long-haul COVID symptoms.
What's being called long COVID, also known as the long haulers, people who have debilitating symptoms that go on for months.
A profound level of fatigue, extreme body ache, difficulty breathing, and inability to concentrate, and severe brain fog.
We think the immune system response is part of this, that there's this simulating an autoimmune type response, and it does occur more commonly in women than men.
What worries him is this.
Right now, there's almost nothing except for these registries of patients banded together to try to share information, share what's helping so that others might benefit. But from the medical standpoint, minimal progress has been made.
He hopes the research community takes this up to a greater degree sooner than later. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.